Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Ches, Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. And today's Mishnah is being learned Beschos Esubas Rachol Shishi Bezecher Find Ruzivik Hagun Bikarav Mamesh. And we began discussing Ben Sayer Meira yesterday, and there are many fine details that have to be met in order to be able to determine that somebody is a Ben Sayer Meira. First of all, he has to be a very particular age. We also said he has to eat meat and drink wine, a very particular amount of it, and a very specific type of meat and wine. And Mishnah continues with more details. Gadim Mishal Aviv, Achav Rishos Aviv. If he stole money from his father and he ate that meat and drank the wine in his father's rishos, or mishal chayim v'alchav rishos acherim, he stole the money from other people and he ate and drank in their rishos, or mishal chayim v'alchav rishos aviv, he stole from other people but ate it in the rishos of his father. Einoy nasa ben sayer meira, he's not a ben sayer meira ad shiyigno mishal aviv v'yoychav rishos acherim. He has to steal from his father but eat in somebody else's rishos. He has to steal from his father because that's very easily attainable. The money's lying around his house, it's in his father's wallet, he could always sneak it, and so there's this fear that he's going to end up doing it again because again the money's always there, and he has to eat it somewhere else because over there he's much less likely to be caught by his father. If he's eating at home, his father's going to say, hey, where'd you get all that meat and wine from? But if he's eating it somewhere else, no one's going to catch him. And again, there also, we have this fear that because of this and the ease of being able to do it, he's going to do it again. However, he tells us, it has to be that he steals from his father and from his mother. And only then he becomes Ben Sayer Meira. Moving on to Mishnah Dalet with more details. Let's say his father wants to bring him to Beis Din, but his mother does not want to. Or his father doesn't want to and his mother does want to. Ani nasa ben sayer meira doesn't become ben sayer meira. Ad yushneim writes him until both of them want to. That's because the pasuk says v'safsu bai aviv v'imai, his father and mother grab him and they bring him to Beis Din. That has to be that both of them want to do it, not just one of them. Rabbi Yehuda adds another detail. Im lo haysa imai ru'uya l'aviv, if his mother wasn't fitting for his father, meaning she wasn't the same as him, ani nasa ben sayer meira, he's not a ben sayer meira. The pasuk says they come to Beis Din and they say b'neinu zeh, our son, einenu shemeh b'kaleinu, doesn't listen to our voice. And that tells us, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the father and mother have to have very similar voices, they have to look similar to each other, and they have to be the same height. And if one of those details don't match up, he can't be Ben Sayer Meira. More details, if one of his parents was missing a hand, a chiger, or lame, a ilame, or mute, a sumar, or blind, a cheresh, or deaf mute, ain't an ass Ben Sayer Meira, he cannot become a Ben Sayer Meira. Shenamar, because the pasuk says, his mother and father have to grab him. It can't be that one of them is missing a hand, because then they're not able to grab him. The pasuk also says, they take him out. It can't be that they're lame, because then they can't take him anywhere. The pasuk also says that va'amru, they say, that means they can't be mute, because of mute, can't talk. The pasuk continues telling us, b'neinu zeh, our son. This is what they tell Beis Din. And that tells us, v'lo'isumin, they can't be blind, because it has to be that they're able to see him. And if they can't see him, they can't say b'neinu zeh. Furthermore, the pasuk tells us, einenu shemeh b'kaleinu, they relate to Beis Din that he doesn't listen to us. And then it has to be v'lo'ichershin, they can't be deaf mute, because it has to be that they're able to tell Beis Din, we told him not to do this, and he told us, I don't care, I'm going to do it anyway. But if they can't hear, then they're not able to say this. Moving on to more details. Masun b'b'fnei shloisha u'malkin aysai. The first time he does this, he steals and eats his meat and drinks the wine. They warn him in front of three dayanim, and they're going to give him malkas. Chaz v'kilkel, if he goes back and he messes up again, nidan b'asim shloisha, then he's going to be judged by 23 dayanim. But v'ein niskal ad yusham shloisha rishonim, he can't be stoned until the three original dayanim that gave him malkas are also present. Generally, because the pasuk says that they relate to Beis Din, b'neinu zeh, this son of ours. And what do we learn from the word zeh? Zehu shalaka b'fneichem. It's this same son that got malchus in front of you a little while ago. It's the same kid. And so we have to have those three original dayanim there as well. Now let's say Barach, this kid ran away, ad shaloi nigmar dinoi, before there was gmar din, v'achach hekev zakan atachtoin, and then he grew more hair, and there was a full zakan tachtoin, potter, so he's potter, because he's already too old to be ben sayer meira. However, imi shenigmar dinoi Barach, if he ran away after there's ready gmar din, after they pass, can he get skila, v'achach hekev zakan atachtoin, and then he matured more, chayef, he's still going to be chayef because they had already paskin his din beforehand. We're going to stop it for the day. I pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Hay continue to discuss Ben Sayer Meira. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.